Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Buffalo School Board Member Larry Scott joining us live this morning. Buffalo schools have a date for students to start returning to the classroom February 1st. This was a unanimous vote by the school board last night. Larry, let me just ask, how important was it that this was unanimous last night?
Well, good morning, Susan, Brian. Very important. We were definitely unanimous with the superintendent on reopening schools starting February 1st. You know, for me as a board member, relatively new to the board, this is probably one of the toughest decisions I've had to make. I've lost sleep over it, and, you know, it's significant. I think it's time, though, based on the science and the data that I've followed closely, based on a very comprehensive and compelling presentation from Dr. Klo, our medical director, last night. I think this is the right time to start slowly reintegrating some of our students back into our school buildings.
I don't want to dwell on the past, but when we were previously speaking about the return to school, when that February date was first kind of mentioned as a possibility, it was back, I think it was at the end of last year in December, and it was said, you know, we can't do it right now. The numbers are too high. It wouldn't be safe. You know, if we didn't go back in September, we couldn't go back now. And, you know, Larry, looking at everything, nothing's changed as far as the numbers are concerned, really. Hospitalization numbers are staying the same. You know, all these indicators that these decisions have been made on haven't changed greatly, and they're still higher than they were in the fall. Why now is it safe, and it wasn't a few months ago? Why couldn't students have been back sooner?
Well, actually, the data has, in my opinion, has changed. So we were considering having some of our students reenter buildings after the first quarter, and then that surge hit at the end of October into November, continued to rise with COVID rates, concerning hospitalization rates. And we revisited just before the holiday break, and, you know, it was predicted that it was only going to get worse. And that's when we decided to extend to February 1st. We received quite a bit of criticism then, and we pushed back and said it's just not safe. We need to keep our kids fully remote. We need to keep our staff and families safe. Right now, we're seeing a decline in the state data and the local data. Western New York is the fourth lowest in the state for positivity rate out of the 10 regions that the governor has established. Erie County in Western New York is the lowest county for Western New York. Yesterday, our positivity rate was 4.5% for a 5.5% seven-day average. That's notably lower from where we were back in November and December, where we were reaching 8 to 9%. We were breaking 800, 900, sometimes 1,000 new cases per day. So it has lowered, and Dr. Klo explained quite well how the transmission rate is lower, much lower right now. And within the city of Buffalo, it is not a hot spot compared to some of the suburbs. There are some areas within the city that certainly have high rates. But when you look at the full picture, all of Erie County, some of our suburbs are leading the way with high rates, not the city of Buffalo.
Larry, what will the return look like initially? And what if families don't want their kids going back?
So for the February 1st, we are returning our neediest students in each of our buildings 5 days a week. So those could be students with significant disabilities that need lots of services, lots of support that you can't deliver very well remotely. And then also along with that, pre-K to second and our seniors, we're going to bring back in a hybrid model. So you'll have one group that's going to attend in person on Monday and Tuesday, another group of students that will attend on Thursday and Friday. And parents, every single parent still has the opportunity to keep their children full remote throughout this. That will remain an option. They will maintain the same teacher that they've had to start the year. It's going to be it is a logistical challenge to implement. It's a staffing challenge. You now have to deliver different modes of instruction to multiple groups of students, and sometimes you have to do that simultaneously. That is a huge challenge. But what was really telling to me early on when we did surveys of parents, we were looking at about a 50-50 split, sometimes a 60-40 split, with 60% of parents wanting to keep their children home. In the surveys that we did recently, we're looking at about 70%, sometimes you're reaching 80% in some schools, of parents wanting to return their children to school. So to me, that was very telling that we're not just looking at a small group of students that are returning here. Many parents feel that now is the time to have their children return, and we have to value that.
For students not included in this first wave, when can, third, fourth, so on and so forth grades expect to be able to return to the classroom? And will there be any talk of extending the school year to help students, once they're in the classroom, recoup what they've missed over the last year?
So there is where I remain concerned because of space issues. As an educator working in another district, who was apprehensive and anxious about this and what this is going to be like, much of that apprehension and anxiety has reduced with clearly established policies, but also with reduced numbers along with a community transmission rate that is lower. If we start to add too many bodies to the spaces that we have in our buildings, it's really going to create much more risk that I'm going to be comfortable with. And the superintendent mentioned this last night as well, that we're going to have to carefully look at how we would bring back any additional grades beyond what we're starting with at February 1st. And also closely watch the positivity rates, hospitalization rates as we progress. So that is something that we are concerned about and is remains a challenge for us on how we can bring back more students into our buildings.
What about the Buffalo Teachers Federation? What are you hearing from them?
Well, as an educator myself, the anxiety, the concern, the skepticism, apprehension, it's warranted. The risk is still there. This is a deadly virus, and it's hit close to home for me with my wife's family. So I know that the potential suffering and spread that can occur. So I hear those concerns. I hear those anxieties, but I also think that we're at a point where we have to. With clearly established protocols in place, we have to give this a try. And for our students, it seems like when Dr. Quo made a reference something last night in talking with Erie County Department of Health, that when there has been any detected spread in any of our Erie County suburban schools, of the 15 cases where they detected actual spread, 14 of those 15 were adult to adult. So, and I'm experiencing that children, students in school, when you have clear policies established and you orient your students on those policies, they are very cooperative with those policies. And so we need to make sure as adults that we are also adhering to those important policies to keep everybody safe.
Well, Larry, we appreciate the time this morning. Thanks for being with us, and good to hear that return is around the corner for some. It's Larry Scott, Buffalo School Board member, joining us live.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.